New national science standards released yesterday promise to shake up the way science is taught across a number of disciplines. Each state will then decide on its own whether to adopt the standards, but California helped develop them. Charlotte Baer reports.
Right now, Phil Romig says California's science standards are too focused on reading about a subject instead of doing experiments. He's the science curriculum specialist for the Sacramento County Education Office. Under the next generation science standards, students would have to get their hands dirty. Take a topic like photosynthesis.
You would start plants from seeds and see how they germinate, and the plants would be inside and in the closet, and you would just have more interaction with photosynthesis and how these plants are getting energy.
The new standards would then ask students to explain how they arrive at their conclusions about how the plants grew.
What we've found is that when you take the practices of science and you use them to help students understand ideas, that it tends to help them to do much better.
Phil LaFontaine is with the State Department of Education. He helped develop the new standards along with representatives from 25 other states, in part to boost California's low science test scores. He says teaching students to think critically about science and engineering is essential in a state where technology and innovation jobs are among the biggest economic drivers.
What we want to ensure is that our students are ready for those kind of jobs when they leave K-12 education.
He says it may be a couple of years before the standards make it into the curriculum. First, they'll be reviewed in a public comment process. A decision from the State Board of Education is expected this fall. For the California Report, I'm Charlotte Baer.